A 5-year-old girl was taken to a Colorado hospital for a common outpatient procedure, snipping the connective tissue between her tongue and the floor of her mouth. As reporter Marshall Allen of ProPublica tells it, the surgeon suggested piercing the child's ears, too. Allen's story is not about some dreadful complication that harmed a 5-year-old. She's fine. It's about the bill that her parents received and the itemized charge for the piercing. $1,877.86. Marshall Allen, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me here today.
And I should say you begin your latest investigative piece on American healthcare with that story, not because there's a wave of overpriced ear piercings, but because there is a wave of unnecessary treatment. How much of our medical care do you figure is unnecessary?
Well, it's hard to say for sure because it's not carefully tracked, but they estimate that it could be as much as $200 billion that's wasted through unnecessary care.
The ear piercing obviously is an extreme example. What are some more common examples of unnecessary hospital treatment, let's say?
Well, some more common examples I looked at are, for instance, imaging. So a woman who went in for a breast cyst, an apparent breast cyst, could have just had an ultrasound done, but they insisted she do a mammogram, and then they insisted that she do 2 ultrasounds to guide the needle to do the draining of the cyst. When I talked to experts about that one, they said at least some of that care was excessive. But, you know, it can be hard to nail down exactly what's excessive and what's not. Sometimes there are multiple routes to address a situation like a breast cyst, and they might take the more expensive treatment route instead of the less expensive one, and it's still not incorrect to do it the more expensive way.
If somebody has been overtreated and as a result they feel overcharged and wants to challenge a medical bill, what recourse do we typically have?
You know, the ideal thing is to make sure that you don't get unnecessary treatment in the first place. So you could ask the doctor or the practitioner who's ever offering you the care, what happens if I wait on this? What happens if I don't do this? Or you could ask, is there a lower level of care that would also I could start with before we do the high level of care? You can also ask for the price up front, and that will help make a decision. And then ask for an itemized bill afterward.
When we go to the doctor to seek help with some complaint that we can, you know, we might be afraid. We're hoping for some effective expertise across the table from us. It seems to be a moment when you really can't expect people to start doing the bargaining about how much is this going to cost.
It's true. It's a really unfair thing to expect of patients. You know, patients are in an incredibly vulnerable position when they go to the doctor when they're seeking health care. Sometimes it's an emergency situation and there's absolutely no time to negotiate or ask any questions. And that's where, you know, I talked to one expert. He said that he called the system that it's functionally predatory. It really is a system that is preying on the vulnerabilities of patients who are not in a position in most cases to ask a lot of questions. And yet, if you don't ask those questions, if you don't find out if there's a less expensive way or if you really needed this treatment, the system is functionally predatory and it will go ahead and do these things to you, and then you'll be responsible for the bills on the back end.
So apart from millions and millions of patients driving a harder, smarter bargain with their docs, is there some systemic fix, some new law that might fix this?
Yeah, there's some good systemic fixes. I mean, one thing we could start demanding is price transparency. I mean, there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to offer a price. Insurance companies should make their negotiated rates transparent. Hospitals, doctors should all make their prices transparent, and that would eliminate a lot of these problems. You'd see up front what the price is. You know, the mom, who had the surgeon offer to pierce her little girl's ears, that mom never would have done that procedure if she would have heard that it would come with an operating room fee of $1,800.
Yes.
You know, that mom didn't even go in there
thinking
about it.
But in fairness, that's just preposterous.
It is preposterous.
No one would have believed that if they'd been given that price.
It's absolutely absurd. And by the way, the surgeon did charge $110 too, and the mom knew that was expensive, but she didn't complain about paying the surgeon's fee.
And ultimately, they didn't pay.
Ultimately, they didn't pay. After I started calling the hospital had been, by the way, this mom had been fighting this bill for many, many months with the hospital. They had threatened to send bill collectors after her. They refused to negotiate this bill. Then I started calling, and this often happens when healthcare journalists start calling hospitals or doctors. After I called, they waived the bill.
Marshall Allen of the investigative nonprofit newsroom ProPublica. Thanks.
Thank you.